right, it's official. Tom Brady has announced that they have divorced. Him and his wife, Giselle, supermodel. They share a couple kids, I want to say. And it was a statement. Let me go ahead and read it so that I get this information correct. In recent days, my wife and I finalized our divorce from one another after 13 years of marriage. We arrived at this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time that we spent together. We are blessed with beautiful and wonderful children who will continue to be the center of our world in every way. We will continue to work together as parents to always ensure they receive the love and attention they deserve. We arrived at this decision to end our marriage after much consideration. Doing so is, of course, painful and difficult, like it is for many people who go through the same thing every day around the world. However, we wish only the best for each other as we pursue whatever new chapters in our lives that are yet to be written. And we kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate what is to come in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you. Well, I'm going to try to put myself in a woman's position here. I'm a woman. I meet Tom Brady, famous football player. I find out through the travels of getting to know him. He's really an obsessed guy. He loves the sports. And he wants to have a family. He wants to settle down. But his obsession is with playing football for as long as he can, because that's what he found his purpose in life, is to play as long, to be as good and as long as possible in the game of football. So I'm sure that Giselle said, you know what? This guy's obsessed with football. That's what he loves to do. I love a man with dreams. I love a man with ambitions. Right on. Went ahead and got married. Had a couple kids. Obviously, you know the dynamic changes, right? So Giselle was like, man, I've had to make all these changes. I've had to make all these sacrifices, right, for my career. And now I got to be a full-time mom. I didn't envision myself doing this. And here you are, still playing football. Yeah, I mean, what else do you have to prove, Tom Brady? Why is it that you have to still be playing and be away from the family and do all these things, like acting like you're single, like you don't have responsibilities at home to the family? Come on. Like, what is wrong with you? I could understand that. I could understand, and I'll stop there, because I can understand her being mad if he made promises that he couldn't keep. That he said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and stop playing at this age. And for whatever reason, he had a change of heart. I could understand that she, let's just say she got married with the expectation that he was going to retire at 42. Like, if there was something already set in stone with Tom Brady and Giselle. But to me, the way I look at it is, she knew what she was getting into. And let me give you another example of that before I go on my tangent. Lala Anthony was a famous celebrity, married a basketball player, Hall of Famer, still playing, Carmelo Anthony. And Carmelo, she dated him knowing that he was a very famous basketball player. Lo and behold, she went ahead and got married, had children, and they ended up divorcing because through his travels as a married man, he got another woman impregnated. So that was the straw for her. And I recently just heard her say, I'm never dating an NBA player. I'm not dating anybody that is out on the road the whole time. She learned her lesson. She learned that, hey, that's not the kind of man I want. Yes, I want a man that has money, ambition, is driven, has status, all these things. But I'm not willing to pay that price. And I'm not saying that any woman should accept a man cheating on them. But going back to Giselle, this is Tom Brady. This is arguably top five players of all time in football. He's probably one of the greatest winners in sports history. And he is the number one when it comes to football, NFL, number one player of all time. Not even a question. Don't talk to me about it. So this is what he's doing. And at 45 years old, he should have won the MVP. So he's still playing at a high level at this age. He still loves it. He still wants to be involved. And you're asking that man to go ahead and switch it because you don't like the deal that you signed up for. Buyer's remorse. That's the problem I have, is that I'm going to flip it on this side. If I know that I am dating an OnlyFans girl, or I am dating a Kim Kardashian, I know what I'm getting into. That's why I don't understand a guy like Kanye West trying to domesticate a woman. No, Kim is going to be Kim. Yes, she can have kids, but guess what? She's still going to be doing business. That's how she is. And she's going to be used to getting the attention and people flocking to her. That's not going to change, bro. Like, why are you trying to change a woman from what she's shown you to be from the very beginning? And I think that's where I talk to my friends about this very closely, about how it's always, relationships are a power struggle of control of ideologies. Meaning that Giselle has a vision of how the relationship she wants it to be, and Tom has a different one. And I guess for me, the reason I give that the benefit of the doubt to Tom is because he's never let on to anybody that knows him about his desire to retire, his desire to want to call it a day. Yeah, he's mentioned it from time to time, but he said, until I'm not productive anymore, until I'm not good anymore, guess what? I got to do this. I got to be on top of this. And that's the part for me that is mind-blowing, because women want a man of status. They want a man of influence. They want a man. They just don't want the janitor. They don't want the school teacher. They want a man that they look up to, can protect them, can feel secure around. And it's not like Giselle needs the money, but she's not going to deal with no broke guy like me. So that's what we're running into. It's this battle of ideologies. And Giselle said, you know what? You're not going to go along with my plan of how we need to be, because you're a family man now. And that should be more important than your stupid football. Even though that's the reason you've met the guy, because of his notoriety in the sport. Okay. And then, you know, the girls are like, right on, that damn right. You go get what you're worth, girl. And it's like, do you know what's out there, Giselle? Like, do you really know that how many men are going to, let's just say, I'm not saying that she can't find a guy, but man, it's going to be a hard one where she's asking somebody to be a family man, you know, to her kids, or have money. Like, you have to understand, when men have power and success, there's no one in this world that can tell them to shut it off but them or the market. You think Elon Musk is going to stop making money, doing business deals? No. Like, he's going to have kids. He's going to keep having kids, but he's going to still do what he loves to do. And women don't comprehend that. Like, you have to profile and prospect your husband. You just can't go on the reality that, hey, once he gets married and we have kids, he has to shut that shit down. Even though if he still wants to go at it, he has to shut it down. And I deal with this a lot in my personal relationships and with my friends, seeing them struggle with this, because there are people, they're having to battle somebody that isn't happy with the package they brought, even though it was from day one. Then they realize, this is not what I want. And you need to stop it. You need to change, or else. And that's the leverage women have in a marriage when a guy is being committed. And it's not like Tom Brady is cheating. This is mostly all about his desire to keep working. He's not retiring. He's like, dude, I'm going to keep playing. Until I'm not wanted anymore, I'm going to keep playing. And for me, it's a very disappointing thing because the guy goes off to work. He does work for what, 6 months out of the year, 7 months out of the year? So you have him at home, let's just say for at least 3 or 4 months. And for whatever reason, that's just not good enough. And that's the part where I don't understand women going into arrangements or men going into arrangements. I mentioned Kanye West, where you know what you're getting into. If I am dating Madonna, I know what I'm getting into. It's one thing if Madonna is telling me that she's a virgin and that she's pure again and that she's not trying to do anything anymore. Right. I got it. Okay. But if she is going out and being the person that we all know her to be, what the fuck makes me think that I'm going to go ahead and create a different outcome? This is where people's egos come in. This is where people's desire to control, because, and I was telling this to my daughter today as she's getting into dating more and more, right? Like, it's like the guy, you told the guy, like, she has a little boy that she has a crush on, and her friend ended up telling the guy. And I told her, you know, hey, just don't say anything else. I mean, he already knows that you like him. So it takes two people. You can only do your part. You can only convey your interest. But don't force your will upon this guy. Don't force yourself to making this person like you or want to be with you. And I just feel that women do this over and over, more so women than men. Because men can get really comfortable with routine. We can go to a job for 30 years, work our ass off, come home, have a beer, have football on Sundays, and have that year-round shit, like clockwork. Like, we're comfortable with routine. Women are more dynamic in that way. Women are, they get bored. They have to be out there doing different shit. It just can't be about being cooking and cleaning. Like, they just feel like that's a self-imposed jail sentence. They don't want to deal with it. And I don't blame you, and it's okay, but you have to prospect your man. You have to be able to understand what the man is all about. And I think Tom Brady probably sold himself into being something he really wasn't too, right? I mean, it's a little bit of both. But I put this one on the woman. I really do, because, again, if you haven't shown me, if I met you being the governor of Florida and you got all these obligations and responsibilities and you still have aspirations and it runs deep in you that you want to run for Senate, you want to be a congresswoman, and that you eventually want to be a president, and that takes work, or vice president, or you want to be secretary of defense. That's up to me now. Now it's like, okay, this woman has personal ambitions. She wants to make a difference. So now, am I going to play first man, first gentleman, or am I going to tell her, hey, if you don't make it past a certain point, you're going to have to call it a day? And that's the part where I feel women really get caught up in this, that they control everything, that they have to control the pace. And I think they're going to realize that men are getting wiser about this, because these stories and these podcasts that I talk about these things, they realize that their thinking is just the same as mine. They're like, why am I going to talk to a woman and the moment she's not supportive of me, he's not going to marry you. He's going to have kids with you, because at the worst case scenario, all you can do is get child support. But that's it. But we're not going to go through this complicated process of divorcing and getting attorneys, because they make marriage hard to get out of. Okay. And for a lot of men that have success, they'll do it. But even with a prenuptial, it's a problem. So I just think women keep digging holes, because the worst, I mean, she's acting like life is miserable. You're dating one of them. You have great qualities. He treats you good. He didn't want to go anywhere. Again, this is just stat of women wanting to divorce. And I'm just saying to myself, goodness, ladies, like, do your prospecting much better. Men are very simple. So when you profile a guy, and you have enough information about them, and you live with them, and you still have an idea, just know what you're getting into. Don't expect him to change. Don't expect him. And I'm not saying that he can't change, but don't go into it with that expectation of trying to change him. You hope that he can change, but you can't bank on that. It's like me wanting a woman to be open to non-vanilla, non-traditional mindset. If I know a woman is not about that, if she's not about that life, then what makes you think that I'm going to marry her and then trying to force her to be into that thinking? I'm not, because she is who she is. And it'll be silly of me to do that, to impose that on her, knowing that she's not with that mindset. But I think women don't give a fuck. And at the end, it's like, it's always the guy being the bad guy. It's always the guy being the villain. And I push back. I've been pushing back on this shit before it was popular. Feel free to look at my podcast since 2016. Give it time. This ain't my body. Just look me in my eyes, man. Oh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class, nigga.